We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
I'm Hallie.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Miranda.
I am part of a family. You are part of a family. We all belong to the family of God.
Traveled through Judea, teaching and healing people. But he would not grow old on earth. God, his Father, had plans for him. Jesus would suffer and die so that God's people could live.
In the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they brought sin into the world.
Because of sin, we are not acceptable to God.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, "There is no one righteous, not even one."
Everyone who has ever lived, except Jesus, has sinned.
When we study the Old Testament, we can understand so much more about Jesus. You see, in the Old Testament, people used animals as sin offerings. They brought them to the priest to kill so that their blood could be used.
It was part of their law.
The Bible uses the word atonement.
That means fixing the sin in their lives.
God's people brought goats, lambs, bulls, and pigeons as sin offerings. Leviticus 17:11 says, "For the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make an atonement for yourselves on an altar."
It's the blood that makes atonement for one's life.
Over and over again, the people brought sacrifices so that they could be acceptable to God, but their sin was still there until Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
When Jesus died on the cross, he shed his blood so that our sins would be forgiven.
Once and for all.
My Jesus, I love you. I know you are mine. My sins are forgiven. My Savior's
now. Sins on Calvary's tree. I love you for wearing the thorns upon your brow. If ever I loved you, my Jesus, it's now.
Into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings, you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them,
although the law required them to be made."
Then he said, "Here I am. I have come to do your will, God's will."
By that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties.
Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins.
In the book of Hebrews, we can also read about God's promise to us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit testifies to us about this. First, he says, "This is the covenant I will make with them after that time," says the Lord. "I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." Then he adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin.
Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus,
let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith.
Having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water,
let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
When we look back at the Old Testament and we learn about the people bringing animals as a sin offering and their blood was shed, do you understand why we learn that? Miranda.
Because, like, they sacrifice lambs and stuff, and Jesus is the Lamb of God, and he's, like, the ultimate sacrifice.
And that's right, and that's why it's important that God's people were told that this is what they needed to do for their atonement, for the fixing their sins. But what about those people? Did they have to do it over and over and over again?
Yes.
But once and for all, how are we cleansed from our sin? Hallie.
Jesus dying on the cross.
That's right. And he became the sacrifice once and for all. So when our sin is forgiven, what does that make us?
Acceptable to God.
That's right. And so with our sin forgiven, we have God's promise of eternal life, don't we?
Yes.
And what a wonderful gift this is to us. Now, what does that make you want to do?
Share it.
If that's true, is there ever anyone
We've been growing and learning together for over 5 years now. Some of the children that began recording with us are now in college. Can you believe that? It's amazing how time has gone by. And God has gone before us every step of the way, and it is for His glory that we do His work.
We would really appreciate it if you would let us know how our ministry is teaching and blessing you,
so that we can share your story with others.
We can all learn from each other.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Or you can send us an email, Karen@KarenandKids.com.
Karen and Kids is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to sharing the gospel message around the world.
We would appreciate your prayers and any financial support that you are able to give.
Now let's not forget our prayer today. Hannah, will you start us off?
Dear Jesus, thank you for all that you have done for us.
You shed your blood for us so that our sins would be forgiven.
Once and for all.
You died so that we could live forever with you in heaven.
We love you, Jesus.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you understand how much God loves you.
He sent Jesus to save you from your sins.
Romans 3 says, "But now a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe." Remember,
when you believe in Jesus, He makes you acceptable to God.
He takes away your sin.
Once and for all. See you next time.
Praise the Lord.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.